Paul Neeson with the Real Life Health Show. I'm going to open up a can of worms today, or shall I say, a bottle of honey. Because we did a honey video last week, and we had more replies than I thought I would be getting, and a lot of interesting replies about honey. Are you a vegan if you eat honey or not? Does it really matter if you're a vegan or not? And what's the big deal? Is honey healthy or not? And it wasn't just honey. It was things that come from bees in general. Bee pollen, honey, royal jelly, and things like this. So are they healthy? Are they worth it? And are you a vegan? And so on. My friend John Kohler, who I want to get him on the show because he's he has a channel called OK Raw on the internet, and he knows a lot about the raw food diet and juicing and growing greens. And he had some very good comments and information on his raw food board, message board. A lot of comments were there, but he said some really good stuff.
Here he is. We have John Kohler, and John, on his message board recently, there was a discussion about honey, and I quoted John. I want to make sure I didn't misquote him, and John knows a lot about the raw food diet, and he has a lot of great information about honey. So, John, tell us a little about what was happening on your message board, and what your opinion is of honey and bee pollen and other bee products.
Sure, Paul. So basically on my message board, what was going on was that I guess there are a few people concerned that honey is maybe not so good for us, the environment, or actually the bees. And I guess somebody was actually pretty outraged at me that I would actually use honey on a rare occasion and that I would, you know, consider myself vegan even though I eat honey. That being said, I don't necessarily consider myself vegan. What I said to the person specifically was, if you don't consider me vegan, you know, for eating honey, that is up to you. Do I consider myself vegan? Well, I consider myself that I'm on a plant-based diet. Like the majority, and actually most all, maybe 99.999% of my diet comes from plant-based foods, and that's how I believe it's the healthiest. Now, yes, I do eat some honey on rare occasion and some other bee products on even more rare occasion. Do I think it's really good? You know, I don't think it's optimal. I think we should be getting our nutrition optimally from nature. So instead of eating honey for a sweetener, I would prefer that somebody eats fresh fruits for the sweetener because it has the sugar, the water, all the phytochemicals and phytonutrients, antioxidants, minerals, and everything. And most importantly, the water, because you are 70 to 75% water and it's not a concentrated sweetener. What we really need to kick in this, you know, society, in my opinion, are the concentrated sweeteners. You know, we've really been done a number in our society because we've been all fed sugar, like processed white sugar, since a child, and we have these incredible sweet tooths. But what most people don't realize is that we don't really have a sweet tooth. We have sweet receptors, salt receptors, but also mineral receptors on our tongues. And when people are craving sweets, in my opinion, many times they're craving actually minerals because most people's diets are demineralized and they don't contain enough minerals, especially the trace minerals.
Well, John, I personally think that people are just getting way too much into this. And somebody had emailed me and said, well, how far are we going to go? Because bees actually pollinate plants. So if we eat the plant, are we not a vegan? And I'm sure somebody made a comment like that on your show possibly. What do you say when somebody says something like that?
You know, I mean, Paul, I never got into raw foods or changing my diet because of the compassionate aspects for the animals. That being said, I got into it for my health, and I respect the people that are into it for the full compassion of the animals. And if somebody wants to have compassion to the animals and live their lives so that no other creatures are harmed, whether it's a, you know, a bird, a chicken, you know, cows, you know, dogs that are eaten in some countries, or even the bees, the insects on the planet, or the slugs that may be in your garden, if they want to live in a way that's more respectful and compassionate towards those creatures, yes, sure, go right ahead. You know, I got into the raw foods diet and into the what I'm doing today because of my health. I almost lost my life when I was younger. And, you know, that's my plan and my track and what I'm on. So, you know, I respect the people that want to live that way. But I also want to bring up a few points such as, you know, yes, most honey, and I would definitely agree, most honey you do not want to be eating, especially if you go buy it at your local supermarket. I mean, a lot of it may be imported from maybe places like Mexico and India, and there have been cases that they doctor up the honey with either some kind of sugar or even some corn syrup. you know, so you might not even be getting a real honey in that case. A lot of them also may be heat processed, so they might not even be raw. Another thing is that even if you buy a honey, what many people don't know is that many people that keep the hives, especially probably commercial places, when there's not enough flowers or pollen in the area to basically feed the bees the food that they need, they'll feed them sugar water. So your honey may be being made from sugar water that the bees drink, the sugar water, then they convert that into a honey. It's not too healthy. And so the best way to do it, in my opinion, is to keep your own bees and provide them lots of plants and flowers that you will also be eating yourselves to make your own honey. And one of my upcoming projects is to keep my own hive. After keeping your own hive, if that's not possible for you, I would recommend going to your local farmer's market or going to a local beekeeper who, you know, has their bees and raises them sustainably and in a, you know, environmentally friendly manner. You know, some beekeepers, they don't really give a crap. It's about the money for them. But some beekeepers are into it because they love bees. And, you know, I would encourage everybody, when you do eat honey, and if you choose to eat honey, and if you do, I recommend no more than, you know, once or twice a month. That's how much I eat honey. This is like subverting from the whole point of eating fresh fruits and vegetables. We don't want to eat these concentrated sweeteners, whether they're honey, agave, maple syrup. I mean, they're just really not too natural for us.
What do you think the reason is, John, that bees make honey in nature and bee pollen and royal jelly? I mean, what do you think the reason for this is?
Well, it's very simple, Paul. Nature is a fairly perfectly designed system. And, you know, one of my goals in life is that I want to model nature. You know, I want to eat what I would naturally eat. Why do bees make honey and why is it available? Well, bees make the honey, the pollen, and all that stuff for one reason, to feed themselves. So, yes, when we are getting honey from the hive, we are literally stealing their food, if you want to look at it like that. But the other thing is that, you know, bees produce extra honey that they may not need if they are a healthy colony. So once I keep my own bees, I'm going to have like 4-box system, and I'm going to keep 2 of the boxes. Especially, it's important that the bees eat throughout the winter time when there's, you know, not pollen and they're not going out because it's too cold. They literally hibernate in their hive. I'm going to keep 2 boxes of them, and maybe like 1 or 2 boxes will be for me to eat, you know, but I'm always going to be aware of how much they're producing because once again, they are making the honey for them to eat and not necessarily for us. Although it is a nice treat, you know, on rare occasion. Once again, on the honey is one thing, the concentrated sweetener, and you also talked about other bee products, Paul, such as the bee pollen. Now, bee pollen is the bees go around and collect all the pollen, and then we can eat the bee pollen to get all the pollen that they collected, or what's even smarter and more intelligent is us going around to the flowers, and we could pick the flowers as long as they're edible flowers. Do a Google search if you don't know about edible flowers, but there's many varieties. We could pick the flowers, eat the flowers, and on each flowers there's pollen, so we'll get a little bit of pollen. But more importantly than the pollen, we'll get the antioxidants in the flowers. Every flower is really colorful. It's beautiful to the eyes, and it's also really delicious for us because we want to eat the colors of the rainbow, and every color is a different taste. Like red is lycopene.
Well, John, thank you very much for that important information, and thank you for being for coming on. I know you're real busy. Give everybody your message board and that information, and we're going to have you back on the show as a feature guest real soon.
So once again, my message board for raw food is rawfoodsupport.com, and what I do there, it's a vegan raw food group, a forum to ask questions, get answers, except, you know, for the disclaimer is the honey. I do allow minimal use of honey in the recipes. Some other websites you want to check out that I have are okraw.com and growingyourgreens.com, where I teach people about raw foods and also about growing your own food, which is the most important thing I believe that you can do if you are a raw foodist, is to grow your own food so that you really know where the food comes from and you're going to have the highest quality food possible.
Great, John. Great, John. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Paul.
I got many different replies to this, and so I wanted to just talk about this a little bit more in a little bit more detail. One of my favorite replies was somebody wrote, they said, look, I consider myself a raw foodist, and that's what I call myself, a raw foodist. Everything I eat is raw. So if it's vegan or not vegan, or people want to discuss if it's vegan or not, it really doesn't matter to me because I'm just eating food that's raw. Now, I don't suppose this person and myself personally don't advocate eating raw animal meat, even though I know people that do, but, you know, raw milk, raw honey, or other things that are from animals that are raw are not as unhealthy as when you cook them. As for being a vegan, some people said, well, the honey doesn't, you're not eating the animal, you're eating something that comes from the animal, but it's not even animal. That was another comment I got a lot of comments about. It's not an animal. A bee is an insect, not an animal, so it wouldn't be the same. So some people tried to skirt around the vegan issue by calling it an insect and not an animal. Some people were very opposed to doing anything with bee products. They went so far to call honey bee vomit, which it's not the best term to use, I don't believe. And I think it's a very healthy product. And of all the sweeteners out there on the market, I think honey is much healthier than a lot of the other sweeteners that are put into a bottle. Now, the best sweetener is just going to be some fruit. That'd be the best sweetener you can get. But, folks, you know, honey is not too bad. Just be careful if you get honey. One good tip is try to make sure it's local. That's a good idea. Another tip, another thing that I found interesting is, from my understanding, it's impossible or against the law for them to call honey organic because they don't know where the bees have been. So from my understanding, you're not going to see organic on the label of the honey, which was an interesting fact. Now, there are many different flavors of honey, and you want to be careful though, mostly of, is it truly raw or not? Because there are a lot of raw honeys on the market that are not raw. But this one's a local one that is raw, and it tastes great. I use it if I'm making a green smoothie or an almond milk. I'll either use dates or honey. I don't use it often, but I certainly will use it. And bee pollen, I just love. I take bee pollen often. But I wanted to discuss this further because some people were saying, well, how far are you going to take this? Because technically, bees pollinate the plants, the flowers and the fruit trees and so on. So if you're going to take it real far, well, can you consider yourself a vegan if you're eating fruit or flowers or greens that have been pollinated by bees, the bee pollen? So you're not eating the bee pollen, but you're eating the pollen that's coming from the flower that helps produce the flower. I mean, so we got to think about this. I mean, I've heard crazy things over the years, folks. Somebody even said to me once, they said, I'm a raw foodist or a live foodist. Everything I eat is live, nothing dead. I go, really? And then somebody else said, well, you know, you kill seeds when you eat them, because there's still a sprouting process to it, but you kill them when you eat them, you destroy the seed. So I know some people that only eat, they don't eat any seeds or anything that, you know, they pretty much only eat the greens, they take off the leaves, and they didn't look that healthy to me. You know, how far are you going to take it? And that's really the thing. I mean, somebody said, why don't we have a new category and call people vegans instead of vegans, meaning they eat no animal products or insect products other than just from bees. Well, my thing is, you know, it really doesn't matter. You know, that's not the major issue when it comes to health. If somebody has any bad thoughts about eating things that come from an animal or an insect, then don't do it. I mean, I know there are some people now in the raw food world promoting ants, eating ants. Now, I'm not going to eat ants. I don't think it's meant for my body, ants. I mean, but you look at animals in the wild like gorillas, they'll put a stick into a tree, and they'll get a whole bunch of ants at the end of the stick and start chewing on that. I mean, pound for pound, ants have, you know, more protein and less fat. And nutritionally, it's probably one of the best foods on the planet. But, you know, me, I personally live by what the Bible says, and the Bible tells us what insects are okay to eat and not eat. Which brings up another point. There's a show on TV by a fellow named Andrew Weil, or Andrew Weil, and he goes all over the world eating these crazy, crazy foods, and unfortunately, most of them are animal foods. But all over the world, apparently, there are things like crickets and grasshoppers that are actually delicacies that people actually love. In this country, people call it disgusting and gross. They even had a children's show where they showed children from all over the world that grew up eating insects, doing it and loving it. There's even one thing called a dung beetle that they dig out of the cow's manure, and it's a delicacy. They fry it up in a pan with some spice and everything else. Now, everything's going to taste great with fried up in a pan with some spices, but I don't know how good that's going to be for your health. But the thing is, they came to the United States and they told all the children this, and the children were like, ew, that's disgusting. But as the children were saying that, they were eating hot dogs. Folks, I don't know much about eating insects, but I know eating a hot dog is one of the most disgusting things somebody could put in their body. But because the market is, the taste, the flavor, and everything else, people feed it to their kids every day. So it's just filled with just the worst products you could find. So, you know, we want to keep these things into consideration. I mean, there's different parts around the world where they do different things. I mean, some parts of the world they eat cats and dogs as a delicacy. That's not for me, that's not for us, and I'm not advocating anyone do that. Then I saw a show once, Survivor on TV. They had the most beautiful looking fruit right on a tree, right on top of them, and they're running around the island chasing the rats, saying, "We need our protein, we need our protein." I'm not eating a rat, I know that. And I know that's not clean according to scriptures, but it's just not clean anyway. So even if scripture says it was clean, I'm not eating a rat. But there are people that do that. I was on a show called Extreme Cuisine on the Food Network years ago. And right after my clip, there was another clip about people eating raccoon meat and all that stuff. And insane. Well, folks, if you have comments or questions or you want to continue with this discussion, please just post them below the video here, and we'll get more into it. All right, everybody. Until then, if you're enjoying your bee pollen and your honey, enjoy it. And if you're not, then enjoy not doing it. Don't make a big issue out of it, folks. And I didn't open up a can of worms today. We're not eating a can of worms. But we are talking about a bottle of honey. All right, post your comments and questions below the video. Until then, everybody, have a great day and a great raw life.
Nature's wealth, good for your health. This is the Raw Life Health Show. Raw Life, brighten up your life.